Hebrew Year 5777, Prayer for the Republic of the United States of America, Part 2, The People. We bind Satan and release the blessings. We cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers us, the Republic of the United States of America, President Trump, and all of our leaders, our people, and our land, out of all our troubles, for our righteousness is of God. The Lord is on our side. We will not fear. Psalms 118:6. It is written in Matthew 16:19, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. It is written in Ephesians 1:20-21, God's exceedingly great power towards us is the very same power which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things. And in Matthew 22:44, he said to him, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. It is written in Philippians 2:9-11, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It is written in Ephesians 2:4-7, God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, and raised us up together, and made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. It is written, Psalms 8:4-6, What is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you visit him? For you have made us a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned us with glory and honor. You have made us to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under our feet. Furthermore, it is written in Romans 16:20, And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. Satan and every wicked, evil, unclean spirit is under our feet, and we, the sons of God, have dominion over them. In the name of Jesus Christ, who sits at the right hand of majesty on high, the right hand of God Almighty, as an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ, in him and us, born of God, and one with him, bearing the name of Jesus Christ as one, we bind you, Satan, and all that answer to you, whether they be flesh or spirit, throughout the Republic of the United States of America, and we loose the territorial angels of God and legions of angels of God, to this purpose, abiding in the power of God as a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name. In the mighty and awesome name of Jesus, we bind, rebuke, break off of, and cast out of, and loose us, all of the people of the Republic of the United States of America, from all wicked, demonic, evil, or unclean spirits that have been assigned to us, our nation, or our land, or sinned against us, or comes against us for any reason. We relieve the spirits of their assignments, and we command them to take their rightful place in the footstool of Jesus Christ our Lord. You are under our feet, Satan, you and all demonic, wicked, unclean spirits. As one, we rebuke, bind, and break off of, loose and cast out of, all of us, and our land, all principalities, powers, the rulers of darkness of this evil age, all of the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places, and all that answer to them, whether they be flesh or spirit, all occult activity, curses, spells, witchcraft, soothsaying, divination, and sorcery, and all soul power that does not glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. In the mighty and all-powerful name of Jesus Christ, we command the principalities of the Assyrians, the devouring beasts, the flies and bees of Assyria, the liberal movement, the powers of Jezebel, sexual and spiritual immorality, the powers of Mammon, root of all evil, the powers of Lilith, who seeks to destroy our children, the principalities of Leviathan, king of the proud, that lying, twisting spirit that devours all who come near with his twisting, snarling tongue, the bulls of Bashan, Beelzebub, the lord of flies, Belial, lord of wickedness, and all who answer to them, whether flesh or spirit. We command, leave our land, get out. We release and loose the heavenly host, and legions of angels of God to drive these principalities and powers and the host of spiritual wickedness out of our land and flood the land and fill the gaps with their presence to take control through God-fearing men and women of the government of the Republic of the United States of America here on earth in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, come. Wash away the lies and fill every crevice with your spirit birthing new life throughout the land, abiding in and bearing the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and by the blood of his sacrifice and the blood covenant we have with God Almighty, we rebuke, bind and break off of, cast out and loose all of the people of the Republic of the United States of America, Israel, and the nations of Africa from all curses, generational curses, blood curses, DNA curses, curses of any kind, rash vows, and in the name of the Ancient of Days, we sever all unholy alliances that we or our ancestors might have made. Any agreement with Sheol will not stand. Any covenant with death will be annulled, because we are under the blood of the Lamb of God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Redeemer lives, and we live in him. We command every curse and every spell sent against us, our nation, our land, and our leaders of the Republic of the United States of America, Israel, and the nations of Africa to return to its source. We evoke Psalms 7:16, "Whosoever curses us, his trouble shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down on his own crown." For the promise of our God is Genesis 12:2-3, "You shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." We decree as one, we decree Donald Trump is a blessing, and we evoke the covenant of God on his behalf, and we decree anyone who curses him, God Almighty will curse. Anyone who blesses Donald Trump, God Almighty will bless. Donald Trump has the favor of God Almighty. If man treats Donald Trump fairly and justly, then they will be blessed by the Lord. Jesus Christ is the righteous judge. In Christ we pray, have mercy on man, O Lord, for they know not what they do. We decree the Republic of the United States of America is a blessing by the covenant to the nations in the hand of Jesus Christ, the only way to the Father. Like a flying swallow and a flitting sparrow, a curse without cause will not alight. There is no cause in us because we are covered by the blood of the covenant, and God has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. May the Lord our God turn every curse into a blessing for us, work all things together for our good, for that is the reason the Son of God was manifested, to destroy the works of the devil, and to give us life, and life more abundantly. So by the blood of our covenant with God Almighty, abiding in the name of Jesus, we destroy all the works of the devil in our lives and in our land, and we loose the blessing into our lives now and forever. We destroy all the works of the devil in our nation, the Republic of the United States of America, and in the land, and we loose blessing to cause, to prosper, to make happy, to bestow favor upon, to consecrate to holy purpose, to make successful, to make prosperous in temporal concerns pertaining to life, to guard and preserve into our President Donald Trump and all of our people, now and forever. In the name of the Lord, the awesome name of Jesus Christ, we are blessed. Likewise, President Trump, our leaders, and all the people and land of the Republic of the United States of America, throughout the generations multiplied. God give the increase. Also to Israel, the holy city Jerusalem, and to the nations in Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Somalia, Sudan, Nigeria, Rwanda, Burundi, and also Libya and Chad. In Christ, the Son of Man, we send out his angels, and they will gather out of his all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness. We have been forgiven all of our trespasses. The Lord holds us back from presumptuous sin, and he does not allow sin to have dominion over us. It is written, Luke 6:37, "Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." Jehovah Mekadesh, the Lord who sanctifies, will sanctify us and hold us back from judging others. We will not judge others, and we will not condemn others. We will not point the finger, blame others, or speak wickedly. We decree that we, the people of the Republic of the United States of America, will extend our soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul. Then our light shall dawn in the darkness, and our darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord will guide us continually and satisfy our soul in drought and strengthen our bones. We shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Those from among us shall build up the old waste places. We shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and we shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. God, our faithful God, He directs our steps by His hand, and He does not let iniquity have dominion over us, but will make haste to deliver us from innumerable evils that surround us and our iniquities that have overtaken us. He will cleanse us from secret faults. He will not let us be moved. It is written, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We give no place to the devil. We forgive and we are forgiven. We confess that we and our ancestors have sinned against God and ask for cleansing of all unrighteousness for all of our bloodlines, all of our people, and all of our land, and for all of the Jews, the chosen people of God. By the blood of Jesus Christ, we close all doors left open to Satan or any wicked or demonic influence in the people or the land of the Republic of the United States of America. We give no place to the devil, for we are not our own. We are purchased at a price by the everlasting blood of Jesus Christ. We are covered by His blood. We belong to Jesus Christ. We are called by His name. We have a blood covenant with God Almighty through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Likewise, President Trump, our leaders, and all the people and land of the Republic of the United States of America throughout the generations multiplied. God give the increase. Also to Israel, the holy city Jerusalem, and to the nations in Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Somalia, Sudan, Nigeria, Rwanda, Burundi, and also Libya and Chad. In Christ, the Son of Man, we send out His angels, and they will gather out of His all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness. It is written in 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear His name, we destroy the works of the enemy over the Republic of the United States of America and the life of President Donald Trump, all of our leaders, all of our people, all of our land, by the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name above all names, Jesus Christ, we loose the mighty weapons of God to demolish and destroy all the strongholds the enemy has in us and our bloodlines, our nation and our land, and cast down all the mindsets, belief systems, and imaginations in our minds that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God to shine the light of truth on all the lies that we have believed and help us to take captive all of our thoughts to the obedience of Jesus Christ our Lord. We loose the weapons of God to destroy the strongholds the enemy has in our churches, our government, our businesses, our schools, our songs, movies, and all of our media, and to cast down all the lies that are being taught or promoted, for we have the mind of Christ. Likewise, President Trump, our leaders, and all the people and land of the Republic of the United States of America, throughout the generations, multiplied. God give the increase. Also to Israel, the holy city Jerusalem, and to the nations in Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Somalia, Sudan, Nigeria, Rwanda, Burundi, and also Libya and Chad. In Christ, the Son of Man, we send out His angels, and they will gather out of His all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness. We loose the singing angels and the multitude of heavenly hosts to replace the sounding brass with beautiful songs of glory. Also to Israel, the holy city Jerusalem, and to the nations in Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Somalia, Sudan, Nigeria, Rwanda, Burundi, and also Libya and Chad. It is written in Luke 10:19, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We exercise the authority given to us. We trample on the serpents and scorpions in our lives and in the Republic of the United States of America, in the life of President Donald Trump, all of our leaders, and all of our people. We take authority over all of the works of the enemy, flesh or spirit, we command it to be null and void, to be as if it never was, not to bear any fruit in our lives or in our land, and to wither and die, as the fig tree did, when Jesus cursed it in Matthew 21:19. May the God of all grace grant us repentance, that we may know the truth, and the truth will set us free, and we will come to our senses and escape the snare of the devil, who has taken us captive to do according to his will. O Lord, great and awesome God, give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to believe, that we may return to you and be healed, and be delivered from all of our destructions. Give us a steadfast and humble spirit, doing away with all rebellion. We are the children of God. We have a blood covenant with the Most High God. We are the temple of the living God. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. We are not our own. We have been purchased with the blood of Jesus, and we are holy ground. No addiction, poison, allergies, infection, fever, virus, sickness, infirmity, or disease can live in our body, because the Anointed One, Christ, and the anointing of Jesus Christ, and the power that raised Jesus from the dead is in us, quickening our mortal body, making us vibrantly alive. We have the DNA of God, and the lifeblood of Jesus flows through our veins. Jesus heals. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He is a high priest over our confession, and we confess that we are healed by Jesus' stripes. Jesus is faithful. He is able and willing. He is not a respecter of persons. He heals us just like he did many before us. So we cry out to our Lord to heal our land and to heal our people. So, abiding in and bearing the name of Jesus, we exercise the authority given to us. We rebuke, cast out, and demand all addictions, poison, allergies, infection, virus, sickness, infirmity, or disease in our body or our mind to die. Alcoholism, die throughout the generations. Drug and substance abuse, die throughout the generations. Allergies, die throughout the generations. Infirmity, die throughout the generations. Infection, die throughout the generations. Virus, die throughout the generations. Sickness and disease, die throughout the generations. Lust of the eye, die throughout the generations. Lust of the flesh, die throughout the generations. Pride of life, die throughout the generations. Love of mammon, die throughout the generations. In the glorious and awesome name of Jesus Christ, we cast out into the outer darkness and into the great abyss, into the bottomless pit, all tormenting spirits that torment us or afflict us. We relieve them of their power and command them to be silent, forever mute, not to ever return or be heard again by anyone, forever lost. Abiding in and bearing the glorious and awesome name of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of truth, we cast out into the outer darkness, into the great abyss, and into the bottomless pit every negative thought and spirit behind the thought, every lie and every curse that comes into our mind, or the minds of our leaders and the people of the Republic of the United States of America, or out of our mouth and the spirit behind it. We relieve them of all their power and command them to be silent, not to ever return or be heard again by anyone. Likewise, we do the same for every lie and every curse that is broadcasted over the airways or over the internet. We cast the spirits behind those lies into the bottomless pit, not to ever return or be heard again. We crucify our flesh and deny ourselves and give command of our body, soul, and spirit to our spirit man, which is joined to the Lord Jesus Christ and one spirit with him. We loose the trauma off of us, off of President Donald Trump and all of our leaders, our nation, the Republic of the United States of America, all of our people, and all of our land, and call back the double portion to all generations of our bloodlines and the multiple bloodlines of our nation, the Republic of the United States of America. We beseech you, our leaders and the people of the Republic of the United States of America, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:1-2. Likewise, President Trump, our leaders, and all the people and land of the Republic of the United States of America, throughout the generations multiplied, God give the increase also to Israel, the holy city Jerusalem, and to the nations in Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Somalia, Sudan, Nigeria, Rwanda, Burundi, and also Libya and Chad. In Christ, the Son of Man, We send out his angels, and they will gather out of his all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness. We decree, it has been decreed in heaven and is one we decree on earth, that the lion spirits that are attacking President Donald Trump and the Republic of the United States of America shall be cast into the bottomless pit. Lion spirits, be gone. In the awesome and all-powerful name of Jesus Christ, we command every spirit that is behind the lies and false news being broadcast over the airways or the internet be cast into the outer darkness, into the great abyss, not to ever be heard again. It has been decreed in heaven and is one we decree on earth. No liar shall be established in the Republic of the United States of America. Do not grant, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not further his wicked schemes, lest they be exalted. Selah. As for the head of those who surround us, we decree, let the evil of their lips cover them, let burning coals fall upon them, let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again. Let not a slanderer be established in the earth, let evil hunt the violent man to overthrow him. The Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted, and justice for the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name, and upright shall dwell in your presence. It has been decreed in heaven, and as one we decree on earth, the liberal movement in the Republic of the United States of America is finished. The vile person shall be no more called liberal, nor the churl said to be bountiful. For the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity, to practice hypocrisy, and to utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. Isaiah 32:5-6. The fool, the unbeliever, and the ungodly will no more be called liberal, nor the crafty and greedy for gain said to be bountiful and princely. For the fool speak folly, and his mind plans iniquity, practicing profane ungodliness, and speaking error concerning the Lord, leaving the craving of the hungry unsatisfied, and causing the drink of the thirsty to fail. The instruments and methods of the fraudulent and greedy for gain are evil. He devises wicked devices to ruin the poor and the lowly with lying words, even when the plea of the needy is just and right. Isaiah 32:5-7, Amplified Bible. As one we loose the host of heaven and the legions of the holy angels of God to execute this judgment of God in the Republic of the United States of America, we call out to God and Father, do not let us be ashamed. Let these wicked, tormenting spirits be ashamed. Let them be silent in the grave. Let their lying lips be put to silence, which say insolent things, proudly and contemptuously against the righteous, for they are defiling the temple of God, which we are. It is written in 1 Corinthians 3:17, if anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. This includes every wicked, demonic, evil, unclean spirit or thought, trauma, and negative emotion. We stand on Psalms 149:8-9, and bind their kings, the kings of darkness, with chains, and their nobles, the nobles of darkness, with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. Likewise, President Trump, our leaders, and all the people and land of the Republic of the United States of America throughout the generations multiplied. God give the increase. Also to Israel, the holy city Jerusalem, and to the nations in Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Somalia, Sudan, Nigeria, Rwanda, Burundi, and also Libya and Chad. In Christ, the Son of Man, we send out his angels, and they will gather out of his all things that offend, and those who practice lawlessness.